everybody, and welcome back to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are happy to be queer to answer your questions. I'm Gina.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And class is now in session. Today we are talking about masturbation, which I love to do and talk about. And Cheyenne, I said last time when we logged off that I wanted you to masturbate before we recorded next. So did you do your homework and did you masturbate?
I did. I got a random urge. So you manifested it for me. It didn't last very long, but it happened. Did you do your homework?
Short and sweet. Yeah, I masturbate all the time though. So like, yeah, you know, any given day, most of the time, I think
every day.
I'd say more like 4 or 5 out of 7 days of the week.
Wow, that's insane. I mean,
you think that's a lot?
I don't know, because I just also have like a low libido, so that's like a lot to me, but.
Let me put it this way. I come every day. The days that I don't masturbate, I probably had sex. You know?
Okay.
You
know? Yeah, that's even more wild to me. I just had sex last night for the first time in over a week, I think.
Well, that's not that crazy to me, but I would have masturbated a bunch in between.
I did not. I didn't masturbate at all, but also I was like depressed. So maybe that's, I mean, I don't know. I don't really masturbate as much now that I'm in a relationship. In past relationships, I masturbated a lot, but this one I don't, but like sex, like I'm, but it's regular, like I'm happy with the amount that we do, and I kind of like to like wait in between because it makes it, the experience better. I feel like when I masturbate more often, then it's kind of like lackluster, but like the pent up like sexual frustration makes the experience better for me.
We must just have different libidos, because I do understand that feeling, but for me, it would be like, oh, I'm not going to masturbate now because we're probably going to have sex later today, more so than like, I'm not going to masturbate today because we might have sex a couple days from now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's ebbed and flowed as far as like times in your life where you masturbate more? Is it only dependent around you being single or other things too?
No, I like I said, I've been in relationships where I wasn't necessarily attracted to the person. So I've masturbated. Well, I feel like I would have sex with them either a little bit or like a lot, but it wasn't really for me. It was like for them. And then I like would masturbate when they were like asleep because I didn't want them to join. So that was a thing. And then I've definitely gone through like really, I don't know if they're like hypomanic episodes. I don't know what's going on there, but what's the longest you've ever masturbated for, like one session?
It couldn't have been more than like 45 minutes max, I'd say.
I'm not gonna
judge whatever you're about to say.
Yeah, I've masturbated for 5 hours before. Multiple times, like more than a handful.
Now, so are you like coming multiple times in that 5 hours, or it takes you 5 hours to come?
Sometimes it depends on the situation. Usually coming multiple, but sometimes not coming at all and just like feeling so like frustrated that I got to keep going. So maybe I've like used up a lot of my masturbatory experiences in those 5 hour segments.
Interesting.
Maybe that's why I don't do it as often. Wait, I have a question though. You're a top and you like pleasing the other person. So like, why are you like, I don't understand, not saying that you can't masturbate, but like, how is that pleasurable for you if like during sex, it's not as pleasurable to have the focus be on you? Is it because you're like alone? Like, what's up with that?
Well, okay. You know what I mean? Let me first preface that like when I have sex with my girlfriend, I still come. I just usually make her come first. Okay. And then she makes me come after that, I'm usually thinking about what just happened.
Yeah.
And so like, it's not like I never go first, but if I go first, it's probably because I was like really horny and I would have masturbated, but then I'm like, well, let's just do this together kind of thing. I don't know. If I'm by myself and I masturbate, like I said, I would like picture or think about or watch porn where I'm focused on, I think, someone else's pleasure. So it's not like I'm not getting off, but I'm getting off thinking about someone else getting off. Yeah. It's all like, it feels like an inception.
Okay. Thing. Okay. Yeah. No, it makes sense. It's like
that's
voyeurism.
The best explanation I have. Yeah.
No, I was just curious of how that worked for you. Cause like, I know before when I've had sex with people, like I've been like, don't touch me at all. Like, I don't want to be touched or like involved at all. So like, that's when I would rely more on like masturbation to get my needs met. So I was like wondering how that worked for you. But okay, irrelevant.
It's a mix. Yeah. So when did you like first start masturbating?
I was going to ask you that. So I can't tell you when I first started. I feel like I was like so young. I don't even have like an age for it. Because I think that's like very normal to like explore your body as a child. But I remember when I was in middle school, this guy I had a crush on, he like asked me if I masturbated. And I was like, sometimes I touch like around the outside. And he was like, what? And I was like the outside part. And he was like, what does that mean? And I was like, I don't know how to explain this to you. And then like years later, I realized that part's called the clitoris. So like, that's why sex ed is needed, or just like teaching your child the parts of their body. Cause I was just like the outside part, that's what I touch. And it's like, that's like what masturbation is. But I didn't know. I was like, I'm going around the outside. What do you mean? So I guess kind of young, but not like actively doing it, knowing what I was doing until I was in like high school-ish, sophomore, junior year, maybe freshman, I don't know. What about you?
Well, I definitely didn't know what I was doing was masturbating, because I was, first of all, like, I still masturbate with all my clothes on. I don't know if that's weird or not, but whatever. I don't like take my underwear off.
No, why would you take all of your clothes off?
Well, I don't like, I don't really even go under my underwear. Like my hand is over my pants normally. And that's what I was doing then. And I was just doing like a lot of pushing. Mm-hmm. I have friends who used to like hump pillows, I guess.
Yeah.
Just, like,
I tried that.
I want to be on my back. Right. Like I wouldn't be on like doing all that movement. No. So it was just like a lot of pushing, and I definitely did not understand that I was like making myself orgasm, but I'm going to say this started like fourth grade, which I don't know how old you are in fourth grade, but
like I was like 9, 10? I was 9. Yeah. Right. 9, 10.
Definitely around there. But I don't think even in high school, like I kind of knew it was masturbating, but when people like asked me about it, I would say I masturbated, but I like lied about like the way I masturbated, which I know sounds stupid, but I just,
what did you say?
Like, well, I felt like masturbating was like going in and out. So I pretended like that's what I did, even though all I was doing was just like pushing around on my clit. Like low-key.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess I didn't really like consider it as much either, because I also didn't do like penetrative masturbation, but I don't think I told anyone that I did it. Like I kept it low key. And I think a lot of that was because I was watching like lesbian porn or like on Chat Roulette or like Omegle, like looking for women. So it was kind of a secret for me so I could still be in like denial. Yeah.
I've always been very sex positive. So I was like vocal about masturbating. I think I just like tweaked it to fit the heteronormative version of masturbating, I guess. Yeah. But I definitely wasn't telling anybody that I was watching lesbian porn when I was doing that. So that was a little secret just for me.
Not to kink shame, but when you were like, I don't take my clothes off or whatever, I was like, yeah, imagine if you just like stripped down completely, but you like left your socks on. Like that was your like thing.
I have my socks on during sex and nothing else. So I don't think that'd be your that socks, far off.
That's so funny.
My feet get cold, and it is statistically harder for women to come, or people probably to come. Yeah. When they're cold and my feet get cold and then I'm freezing and I can't think about anything else.
Yeah. I'm usually sweating, so I don't usually have that issue. Not masturbating, so I guess. Wait, did I say no, during having sex? I'm not sweating.
I sweat during masturbation sometimes. I mean, it depends.
I feel like if it's hot, but like I'm not doing that much movement for me to be sweating a lot of the time. I'm usually just laying on my back with a vibrator. Do you remember like when other people first started talking about masturbation, or do you feel like you were kind of like the first person in your friend group to like broach the topic?
I think the guys in our friend group talked
about it. Okay, that doesn't count, because that's how normalized for them.
Well, it got brought up because they were like talking about it, and then it was kind of like, so do you all do that?
Okay.
Like, I think they like opened up the conversation.
Okay.
And then it
and
was
people were
my, like
admitting it. That's cool.
Girls were, it was pretty split, like 50-50. Yeah. Like some girls were like, no, like half of us were like, yeah. And you're like weird for thinking we're weird for doing it. Mm-hmm. Like it's super normal. Like you're not better than us. And then we were mm-hmm. kind of like, you need to try it. Like we
yeah.
were 16.
Yeah. I hadn't even kissed anyone by that point. So I definitely wasn't talking about my masturbatory excursions.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I lost my virginity at 16. So I was definitely masturbating. I mean, not that my virginity and orgasms correlate whatsoever.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I didn't really like, no, it was really masturbating in the sense of, I don't know, the fact that.
Because you thought it didn't count.
Look, yeah. I didn't think it counted. And then when I was in college, my friends at one point, I think I said this, like got me a vibrator. And when I tried that, I was like, I don't like this at all. So then mm-hmm. I even more thought I was like messed yeah. up because I was like, this is how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which is not true. There's no like supposed to do it, but we don't know that because we're not taught that there are a bunch of different ways to masturbate.
We're not. And that's literally the first question. How do I start doing it? I literally have no idea. And also very similar, another person, how do I do it? I have no idea. Because like you said, there is no education around this topic on like anything that is vaginal pleasure, I think.
Yeah. And like, there are obviously a lot of different ways that you can do it. Gina described hers. Like I said, mine is using a vibrator. Just recently, I've started to incorporate a dildo with that. And then there's like the humping or grinding pillows. There's using like a shower head or even just like a faucet in the bathtub. And they make like little attachments you can even use for those.
Isn't that always a thing about like the jacuzzi heads that like people like use in hot tubs?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a thing. Wouldn't know from experience. That's weird.
I was going to say, is that bringing a memory back?
Moving on, there's the old hairbrush, the handle, or like a tooth vibrating toothbrush people do. That'll like, I don't know, both of those always like scared me, so I never tried either of those. So
I do know somebody who put a condom over some different fruits and put it in their vagina.
That's common too, DIY.
I think a cucumber worked out, and I think a banana smushed because I think this person had some grips going on.
Not shaming them. I just don't like bananas because one time I tried to deep throat one and I threw up on it. So I just can't fuck with bananas now.
Well, I wouldn't want anything mushing around. Like you would want something sturdy, like, I would think.
Yeah, I don't want it in my mouth. I definitely don't want it squishing out in my vagina. No, thank you.
Food in general seems like a bad idea, just like hygiene wise. But I guess if you put a condom on something, it's a safer route.
Yeah. It's definitely like living at home with family safe. Don't put it back in the fridge. I've definitely heard of that being a thing. That's really gross. Get your own veggies. No, I've heard of that.
It's top.
Yeah, that's really inappropriate. So don't do that.
I feel like it, in general, I feel like you can just kind of like feel around down there. And if you start to figure out like what feels good, keep doing more of that. And that's really like the goal is just to feel good. So whatever you're doing, if you are enjoying it, then you're doing it right. And if you like one thing, that doesn't mean you have to do it like that every time. You can switch it up. There can be a lot of things or just one thing that you like. Mm-hmm. But it comes from like exploring your body and touching yourself in different ways until something does it for you.
Yeah. And if you have a vagina or vulva, I'd recommend like sticking to the external part of the clitoris because that is where most of the nerve endings are. And if you're trying to like penetrate, a lot of the time, if you're not also stimulating the external clit, it's just not going to do much for you. And I feel like a lot of people go straight to the penetrative masturbation, and then that's why they think they like don't like it or can't figure it out. So I would suggest sticking with the clit at least at first, and then you can incorporate things later, because discovering the G-spot changed my life this past year. And when I say the G-spot, I mean discovering that I have one. So definitely
love
different
that
options
journey for you.
Thank you. So another question we got was I feel like there's an expectation for queer women to be good at manual stimulation and generally be really in tune with what it takes to pleasure a woman. I feel shame for not being able to get myself off or even enjoy using my hands on myself. Do other people feel this? And I feel like that goes along perfectly with what I just said. You might not be into like fingers on yourself at all. Like I don't use my fingers. I use a vibrator. Some people prefer shower heads in the different settings. And you just have to like try different things. It's not shameful to not like it on yourself and not be able to get off that way. Like everyone gets off differently. Everyone's body is different.
Yeah, no, I do get that. There's an expectation, I feel like, where there's this trope of like, oh, once you're with a woman, like they'll mm-hmm. rock your world. So I get it. And like, we are, I think, better with our hands in general. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't think it's across the board for anything. And I don't think it's fair to expect any one type of person, like, to be able to do anything better, mm-hmm. you know, to just assume like, oh, just because you're gay, you're going to be able to,
yeah.
you know, I don't know. I think that even goes further onto like different types of people, like even just the assumption that like masks are going to be aggressive mm-hmm. and toppy. And obviously uh-huh. those things don't track. And so I don't think that we should put that expectation, mm-hmm. Especially if you're like newly with, or not even, I was going to say like newly with women, just like if you're just newly sexually active, I don't think anyone's expecting you to like walk out the gate being like a porn star or anything.
Right. And I think it's also like maybe not easier to do to another person, but it's almost more intuitive because you can like listen to them or they can give you guidance on what feels good for them. And with yourself, you're just kind of, it's just trial and error. But like hearing you just talk, Gina, reminded me that I dated this girl who has been with a lot of women, not slut shaming, but she like would pride herself on like how good she was in bed. And like, she was like trying to finger me and I wasn't a fan of being fingered at that point, like at all. And she like was trying to do it. And I was like, ow, you're hurting me. Like, this doesn't feel good. Can you do something else? And she was like, this is like what I do for everyone. Like, this is the move I go for. And I was like, okay, but not everything works for everyone. And she's like, it's worked with everyone until you. And I'm like, gross. Then they lied to you. Like, that's not possible. I'm not the outlier of all these people that you've had sex with.
The fact that like, they said that proves that they're not good at sex, because right. it would never, if you were good feedback. At sex, you would never say, this is what I always do.
Yeah. This is no what I, way. There's not one like everything like it. Maybe there's things that you start with or you tend to go for, but like once you figure out what that person responds to, that's like what you do. And there's not even like a set thing I do personally for someone else like each time. So it's like the fact that you yeah. think every person is going to respond positively to the same thing is unrealistic. So if you're worried about that, just know that it's a learning curve with every person that you have sex with, and you don't have to feel bad about being scared, because you'll learn.
Another thing I thought of on this too is like when it says manual stimulation, I know I'm not like a big vibrator person personally, but mm-hmm. maybe you need more than just yeah. the stimulation you're giving yourself.
Yep.
So, you know, if you're at a point where you haven't invested in vibrators yet or tried them out, mm-hmm. maybe that's a good place to go. Because yeah, maybe you just need more power than you're currently able to give yourself, you know, so there's a lot of,
I kind of love that we're on the opposites with this. Like, you're like,
what do you mean?
I want like, you're like, I want a whisper of the wind blowing against my clitoris, like through a parka. And I'm like, I need like a chainsaw up against my bare skin, clit pulled back.
Not a chainsaw.
I mean, it sounds
oh
like
my God,
one.
That is so funny. That is true. We have very different clits. Thank you for yeah, bringing that
and
out.
It just shows like the wide array of what needs to be done.
Oh my God, that is hysterical. It's true though. It's very true.
It is.
Everyone has different sensitivity levels.
Mm-hmm.
Grind away as you please.
And if your clit is less sensitive, I have like just recently started like the pulling back the clit thing thanks to a TikTok video I saw, and that helps a lot. And I don't know like if you're comfortable going to this level, but like I was reading about how testosterone can increase the size of your clitoris, and it can like make it more pleasurable if you have like a smaller clitoris. Obviously there's fewer nerve endings exposed for you to receive pleasure. Right. So I like was like, maybe I need to do that. But obviously that's like a medical intervention and you should do your research on it. But it might be an option for the people who can't feel very much at all. So there are a lot of different ways you can tackle these issues.
Yeah. So our next question that we have, what do you do when every time you get close to orgasm, it's like you go to the hill, but never past it, but I still feel fine to stop / kind of feel like I'm done, even though I never really went past the hill. I think I just got used to it, but I'd love to experience a more fulfilling actual orgasm one day. I do understand this feeling. And if you are a subscriber on Patreon, there was a time frame where I was like really stressed out and I was having trouble like coming.
I was thinking about that earlier.
Remember? Yeah.
Not even so because of this episode, just because I had a weird dream and it made me think.
You were just thinking about my masturbation problems.
Yeah. Cause I was like decoding my dream and I was like remembering when I like decoded yours, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like this, I relate to what they're saying. Like I've experienced it. The difference, I guess, is that if that happens, like I have experienced other orgasms. Mm-hmm. And so I understand that it's like coming from a place of like stress in my body or something. Mm-hmm. I would love for this person to also feel an actual more fulfilling orgasm one day. I understand that this must be a frustrating situation.
Yeah. I actually experienced this most of the time. Until recently, I could say for sure that I've had like one, maybe two or three orgasms in my life until like probably the past year. So I definitely still feel this way. And I think a lot of it does like, I've read a lot of self-help books around masturbation and orgasms and sex, just because this is always something I've always struggled with. And I felt very broken and didn't know how to quote unquote fix myself. And I think a lot of it does have to do with like being in the headspace that you have to finish in a specific way. Like there are different kinds of orgasms. There are like little orgasms, there are bigger, or like it feels different. Like almost every time, it doesn't necessarily all feel the exact same. And I was actually just talking to my girlfriend about this last night, because it's like, sometimes I am like, okay, I'm done. Like the stimulation is too much, but then I'm like, I don't know necessarily if I orgasmed. And then there are times when I like definitely know. And obviously times when I'm like, not really sure. And I was just telling her last night that, yeah, like sometimes I feel like I'm close, but then I start to worry about other things and it like takes it away from me and it's really frustrating. And yeah, like that's where meditation comes in, and like trying to be like fully present in your body. Like that's the advice that I always hear. And I was like, that's bullshit. Like I'm present. But then like thinking about it when I'm actually close, I'm like worrying, like, am I about to break her hand with my thighs? Am I gonna snap the vibrator? Like, is her, like the position of her hand uncomfortable? Like, you know what I mean? Like there are lots of different things that I'm like worrying about that I don't necessarily need to be thinking about in that moment, but then I do. Yeah, and cancer. Then it kind of fucks it up for me. Yeah. I'm just like, well, I don't know. I feel like it's my Virgo Mars. Like I'm like, this needs to be like perfect for everyone but me.
Perfectionism.
Yeah. I'm like, what if she's uncomfortable right now with how she's sitting, or, you know, just like the littlest things. And it just like takes me out of the situation and takes me further away from my orgasm.
Interesting.
I think a lot of it comes with like acceptance of not always having like a big orgasm and being cool with what does happen. And then eventually, like, maybe you can get a little closer if you're not putting as much pressure on yourself to have a very specific orgasm that your body might never have, because maybe it's not wired that way.
Yeah, I think I've had different size orgasms throughout my life too. Like, I don't think when I was like making myself come in like middle school and high school that I was felt earth shattered after by any means. And maybe in my 20s, I did start like coming a little harder, but like late 20s. And now I feel like I've had some of the like biggest orgasms ever, like And I know that there's supposed to be some like peak around like the 30s or something for yeah. that kind of thing. Yeah. So it could just be that where like your body has to get used to certain things, mm-hmm. work the muscles to like get really good yeah. at it.
Yeah. But, and also we're like in our sexual prime and also not taught about sex or how to masturbate. So mm-hmm. it's going to take us, what is it that once you have 100 hours in anything is when you become a pro?
Oh, 10,000 hours.
10,000 hours. So like we probably have our 10,000 hours in by now, maybe depending on when you start masturbating. But also like a lot of the time when I finish, I just like feel done. Like I don't necessarily feel like there was like some big explosive moment. Like I do just feel done.
Yeah. In movies, I think that like a climax is made to be really dramatic, and porn, it's supposed to be. Porn is different though, because I think that you kind of low key see different orgasms if you're like mm-hmm. watching a long porn, like the girl will hopefully come like a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, depending on the porn, if sometimes it is like really big, but other times there's like kind of like some smaller ones built mm-hmm. in there.
But then I'm always like, is that the performance of it, or is
it could be fake
orgasm, or both? Like where does it intermingle?
I have been with people who are able to come or like want to / need to come multiple times in a session to feel satisfied. I'm not that way. I'm like a one and done, and then I need a little bit of recharge before anything happens again. But that might be like why maybe I experience a bigger orgasm, because it's just like boom. Whereas then maybe somebody who's having like a bunch might have little ones, and we could both feel satisfied in the end. Like I think what you said, like mm-hmm. everybody's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how true this is. I don't know if you speak French, but I've heard that the French term for orgasm is le petit mort, which is like the little death. So like they are like little poetic death moments. Yeah.
Wow.
So like, I don't know if the French can validate your little orgasms, but maybe the poetry of it might.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, you had mentioned that sometimes you think about all these things that like take mm-hmm. you out. So for everybody, regardless of whether or not they are Virgo Mars, somebody asked, how do I stay focused?
Okay. That question's for you, because obviously I'm not the one with the advice.
You're not staying focused.
You're the one with laser sharp focus. I remember you saying that.
I need to be focused. I don't know that it's always razor sharp, but it does. My environment does have to be a certain way for me to come. And usually I have to like turn off or pause whatever TV show I'm like watching at the mm-hmm. time, or like music or whatever.
Distractions.
And I definitely like have had wandering thoughts, but mm-hmm. I would maybe think about it the way you meditate. You know how they say like, oh, when you have a thought, you like pick it and you throw it away, or like, mm-hmm. you know, you take it and you remove it. You mm-hmm. like, I will like think of something and I'll literally be like, no, focus. That's not for right now. That's not for right now. And it's like, I've gotten better at it. Mm-hmm. Like now I can make myself come really fast because I'm just like, boom, no distractions.
Wow.
But there was definitely a time where it was like, I mean, if the timing's right.
No, that literally is meditation though. Like you're supposed to like imagine yourself as a mountain and clouds are passing by and it's okay to acknowledge the cloud, but continue, like come back to yourself. And you're literally in a meditative state when you're doing that. And I have heard that meditating outside of sex can help you be more present and mindful in other areas of your life, including your sex life. So meditating might help in the long run if you want to like take even like 5 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be like prolonged meditations, just to help you realize that you are not your thoughts. Your thoughts aren't a part of you necessarily. They're just like swimming by. And you can like do that during sex too. You don't have to get like swept off in their waves. So it's meditate.
Self mind control in a way.
Yeah. And I'm really bad at that. I need to meditate more. I think that's part of why I have this issue. And like I said, I'm really creative during sex. So then I'm like thinking about all these ideas that I immediately forget. So that doesn't help either.
Yeah, no, I can't. That does not happen. I don't get like creative. I'll more like hear something, be reminded of something, but it's definitely, I'm not brainstorming. Mm-hmm. My brain is focused on like what's happening. And even for masturbation too, because I feel like there's a task at hand. And because I feel like I have to, I do like a lot of either visualizing or like if I watch porn, like I feel like I really have to put myself mm-hmm. not like in the scene, but mm-hmm. like not like I'm putting myself in one of the people,
yeah.
but like just in that kind of vibe and mindset. And so it's a whole like mishmash to make sure mm-hmm. that I get myself where I need to go.
Yeah. Maybe my issue is that I'm just like always like brainstorming shit. Like, do you daydream about things? I don't daydream anymore.
Yeah. I mean, like, you not don't? Like constantly, but here and there, especially if depending on like what book I'm reading and stuff, I'll like be like, okay. Wow, what would I do if I was in that mindset? Like, and then my mind will yeah. just like go places and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just asked because I was talking to my girlfriend recently and we were talking about like daydreaming and I was like, I don't daydream anymore. I brainstorm. Like, I'm always like in the back of my mind, like whoa. Making lists and shit. So maybe that's like also part of the problem. I have a hard time like visualizing things too. Do you feel like you visualize really well? Because I feel like masturbation would be easier if visualization comes easily to you.
Oh, I have a really active imagination. Like my mind can like definitely create a lot of scenarios and like I'll like play out a whole scene in my head if I like don't feel like opening up a porn
yeah.
in my browser, and that'll yeah. be just fine.
I wish I could do that. I love that.
I was okay. very imaginative as a kid. I don't know. Gone okay. into adulthood in a bad way.
Yeah, no, I lost all my imagination, just like I lost my marbles. Okay, I feel like that's a good place to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about masturbation.
Perfect. Okay, we are back. And our next question on masturbation, why is it so hard to masturbate and think about myself fucking someone? I think I'm hot, but it just doesn't do it. So I guess this person doesn't put themselves into the scene in how the way that I said, like they mm-hmm. are the person, but I don't always do that.
Yeah. I think it like, if that doesn't do it for you, that's okay. It's not what everyone does. Maybe you need to think about yourself being fucked, or like, sometimes I'll think about like the situation being streamed online for a bunch of people to watch me, or just like being watched in general. There are like different things to think about than just like thinking about yourself in a scene or just fucking someone in general. And if you have poor visualization abilities like I do, obviously it's going to be harder for you. So maybe focus more on like the sensations than visualizing anything, because that's also something I've read along my studies.
Yeah, I don't always think like about me doing the acts in it. Like I'll sometimes, mm-hmm. Especially if I'm watching porn, I'm definitely more focused on like that other person and like how they're reacting
yeah.
to getting pleasure. But I don't know. I think I do definitely if it's my own imagination, I do put myself in a lot. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Can I admit something like super crazy yeah. a little bit?
Do it.
I've created this like narrative while I masturbate that like I can basically like plug and play anything I want. And I was watching some random show where this guy was in like a porn sex house where mm-hmm. they would like fuck, and it was just like a sex house. So I created a lesbian version in my head, and then I'll just like create different scenarios, and it just works because I've just like created this fake house in my mind. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll like fantasize about like, okay, what if I just woke up one day and like put on a strap on and then like sat on the couch, and then whatever girl like woke up first like comes out and we just like start doing it. Or then like another day I'll fantasize about like we go like going to bed at the end of the night and some girl like sneaks into my room. So I'll just create like a million scenarios
yeah.
based off of this one like plot. I've like created a whole world in my mind.
That's cool. Thank you for sharing, because I was really curious, because like that is like a good idea, like having like a scenario that you can go back to and change.
It's all made
things.
Up.
Yeah.
Like obviously I've never lived in a house like this or had women just like around who are just horny and ready to fuck all
wink,
the time.
Wink, wink.
No, I promise.
But yeah, I like that you have like a go-to. I think that's like a good idea, especially if there's something you know works for you. And sometimes I feel like it could get boring, but if you switch it up a little bit, that's like a good way to keep the passion flowing.
Another like fantasy that I have had that maybe doesn't involve me as much is I've like fantasized about like two girls who are like in a relationship, but then they go out and like fuck another person. And I'm not in that fantasy that I've like put myself in this. Yeah, they're kind of, it's kind of developed off of like these two girls I saw on TikTok that I thought were hot.
Yeah.
You ever see like, the girls who do the, they do like, they sit in like McDonald's and random places and they
yes.
So I had a fantasy that like they are secretly lesbians, but they find other people as an excuse to fuck each other.
Okay.
And I've come from that like a lot, even though yeah. I'm not in that scenario and I wouldn't actually really date these women in real life. I just, yeah. I do think they're hot though.
Yeah.
Like a weird way. I'm really revealing a lot today.
You are. So another question we got is there any connection between masturbation and pelvic floor dysfunction? It's a little vague, so I'm not sure what they mean. Like I know I have some trauma and stuff that like made penetration really hard for me. And I was having like a tighter pelvic floor, hence why I had to go to pelvic floor physical therapy and learn how to relax those muscles. But when I was younger, I remember like my grandma watching news channels and maybe not news channels, I don't know, like Barbara Walters talk about like vaginal prolapse and how you have to do your Kegels so that your vagina doesn't prolapse. And I like got very
on talk shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Like on a, like a segment on a talk show about vaginal prolapse. So I got really scared and I started doing Kegels at like a young age. So I'm like, that probably didn't help on top of all of the other vaginal issues I've had in my life. Like that I was like clenching those muscles. Like you don't really have to do that until you get older, unless you have very specific pelvic floor dysfunctional problems, with it being too loose. Like you don't really have to do that young, but I was like, no, I need to prevent this now. So basically I was like doing like heavyweight powerlifting with this muscle way before I was having any muscular dystrophy. So I guess there could be a connection. It depends. I don't know. Like if you have trouble with insertion, definitely go to a pelvic floor physical therapist. I wish I hadn't waited as long as I did. It really wasn't as scary as I thought it would be. After the first like couple times, you're like, whatever. It kind of feels like a kind of painful massage. So yeah, just
feels almost like a myth, like, oh, you can't masturbate too much because you'll have pelvic floor dysfunction. Which like, no, I don't think so. I mean, to my knowledge, I don't know that there's like a direct correlation with there being anything. Like I thought that masturbation actually brought on health benefits just to like your overall well-being of your body. But I don't know if it's like, if this is like an urban legend or something, but I've never heard of a correlation.
Yeah. I mean, I know people say like, if you use vibrators all the time, it like desensitizes you, like stuff like that. That's not your pelvic floor necessarily. Your pelvic floor is like the actual muscle. So I'm sorry if this wasn't a good answer.
Is there truth to that vibrator thing that it would desensitize you?
I've heard different things. I don't think so. I mean, I have noticed like a decrease in sensation after those like 5 hour long sessions, or like sometimes the next day it's a little less sensitive. So I would just say don't use it for 5 hours at a time and you'll probably be good. But
enough.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. I think that's a myth too, but I mean, I think there is probably a little bit of truth in it, but it's probably for extreme cases like mine.
Well, anyway, we can go into our last question. So how do I tell my partner that I want to mutually masturbate with them? So this is no longer a solo act. Now you're going to both do it. Which mutual masturbation is just meaning like you're both masturbating yourself at the same time, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah. So you could be like, can I like watch you masturbate and you can like watch me and like, maybe we can do it together.
Yeah, because maybe you don't want it to seem like, oh, you're not doing a good enough job. So like, I'm just going to masturbate and you can just masturbate and we can be together, but like, we'll just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
Like if you pose it like that, then obviously
I think it would be hot. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to switch it as like, we should try this. I want to see you do this. I don't know. I think it is hot watching somebody touch themselves when like they're really into it, especially it can be a way to get to know someone else's body, like what they're doing to themselves. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Yeah. It's
a good learning tool.
It is hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just take that approach. I feel like that is the best solution for that one.
Agreed.
So with that, we're going to wrap up the episode. If you liked it, we have an episode on porn that you can go listen to. We also have an episode about kinks that recently came out. If you want to listen to that one, I feel like these all kind of go hand in hand. We have one about lesbian bed death. So if you're masturbating
casual
more,
sex toys.
Yeah, we have so many. Yeah. So go give those a listen. And if you like us, which hopefully you do, you'll rate us 5 stars on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to us. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/sapphicsurvivalguide. And you can follow us on social media at Sapphic Survival Guide, everywhere except Twitter, which is at Sapphic Survival. And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mess B, and on pretty much any social media platform, usually Instagram though.
And you can find me anywhere online at The Libra Gina, including my website, thelibragina.com. And you can listen to my Jersey Shore recap podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts. And that's hello. And with that, class is now dismissed.